Valley City State University presents Toast and Jam for another weekly podcast broadcasting from the Rhodes Science Center on the VCSU campus. I'm Tim Oster. Toast. Mm-hmm. This guy here is Paul McDonald. Jam.
And I've been in a lot of them.
In jams?
But that's not how I got the name,
okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah, and we still don't have any toast or jam or both
on
the table. We've got to do that.
That would be a really cool thing.
That would be a draw for guests if we had something for them.
Now we have to get a toaster.
Yep.
And then we get the knives. Of course, we don't trust you with a knife, so I mean.
There's got to be enough people around this area that do some jam, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You can sample some jam and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We do want to welcome this week's guest, Coach Ryan Montgomery, VCSU men's basketball. How's it going?
Good. We're a week away, and almost officially where we can say it's basketball season.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know it's got to be close to basketball season because we usually have snow when there's basketball. Now, listen to me. Just listen. Don't say a word. I'm driving down the interstate. I'm driving down the interstate. What do I see on the interstate this morning?
A dead deer.
Three snow plows out and about.
Just stretching the legs.
Exactly. Wow. Do they know something we don't know?
No.
They're just getting them warmed
ready.
Up.
There we go.
Make sure they'll start and everything. Yeah.
Before we get to Ryan here, let's get a little rundown on local sports. Here he is, the man about sports from the past week. Here he is. Paul McDonald.
It'll be a quick one. Not much to talk about.
Not really.
Highlanders are down to volleyball, and cross country had their state meet here at the Parker's Rec Center, a recreation area out in Jamestown. And the girls finished 12th out of 55 teams in Class B. The boys finished 7th out of 61. But no all-staters. You had to finish in the top 20 to get all-state. Caden Spetch was the top girls finisher, finishing 47th. Jack Sorby was the top boys finisher at 39th. For the boys, no seniors, so that entire crew coming back next year. A couple of seniors wrapped up their careers on the girls' side with Brenna Storley and Autumn Anderson. So a lot of good 7th and 8th graders that are going to be coming up for the cross-country team. 267 runners on the girls' side and 366 on the boys' side. So that was a big meet for them. So their season now is complete. Volleyball, they are at home here as we talk on Tuesday. They're at home tonight as they take on Lisbon. And this is a big game now for the Highlander volleyball team. If they want to get that top seed and get Monday off in the regional, they have to win and then hope that Oak Grove stumbles in their last two. Oak Grove's got Northern Cass tonight, so that's a possibility. But then on Thursday, they wrap up with Wahpeton. That is not a possibility. Oak Grove should win that one. But Oak Grove beat the Highlanders in three sets in Fargo here last week. So the Highlanders need to win tonight to get that top seed. They did take on Mayport CG on Friday, won five sets against the Patriots, lost 3-2, or up 2-0. Patriots came back and won it in five. So they are going to be 16-8 going into tonight. And 9-2 in region play. So that is going to be wrapping up tonight.
We've run into that scenario before, up 2, losing 3.
Yeah.
Too many times.
And it was a tough one. I watched the whole thing, and it was a tough match. They had a big girl up front, Peyton Strand from Mayport CG. She ended up with 19 kills. Very good blocker, so it was tough to hit around her.
Is it that break they take after 2? Do you think that does it?
Well, this time around they had a five-minute break because it was pink out and they had a little activity. It was kind of like the halftime that they have.
Right.
And that might have slowed down a little bit of the momentum. So they will get back in action tonight. The Hack wrap it up again against Lisbon. Of course, the Vikings football, they defeated Dickinson State 29-21 on Friday. And volleyball team split last week, a tough five-set loss to Carroll College. Boy, that was a tough one. They were playing well. They were up 13-10 in the fifth set, lost to Carroll College, who then Saturday got beat by Mayville. So that's where this conference, anybody can beat anybody.
Got to show up.
You got to show up. But then the Vikings did the sweep Rocky Mountain on Saturday. J.C. Richter, 21 digs on Saturday. Now the all-time career leader in digs with 1965 and still four matches left to go. Macy Fridgen had a great weekend as well, and their efforts got them all conference honors for the Frontier Conference. Macy as attacker and JC as defender. And Jake Deutsch on the football team, 8 catches for 145 yards, 2 touchdowns, all career highs. He was Offensive Player of the Week in the Frontier Conference as they beat Dickinson State 29-21.
That was a nice win, by the way.
Very nice win. We'll talk men's basketball here in a moment. Women's basketball, they will be opening up the season this Friday and Saturday. They take on Providence University College. I believe it's a Bible college out of Canada.
Okay.
And that'll be at 6 o'clock Friday, 1 o'clock on Saturday, so to start their season. And cross country, they're in the Billings, Montana this weekend for the conference championships. So that is an update. Oh, trap shooting. Five individuals are going to be heading to the national trap shooting competition. And so you can check out VCSUVikings.com, our website, for a story on the trap shooters that are
Is our buddy going?
Casey is going. Casey Odegaard is at his head note. And so you can read all about that on our website, about those five trap shooters that are going to be heading to the Nationals.
Quick Like High School football playoffs underway last weekend for the 11A.
Mm-hmm.
And I see we had a couple of teams, Edgley, Elmdale, Edgley, Calm.
I'll be honest, I didn't really pay attention. I was a little busy with my job.
They beat Grafton 46-6.
Yeah, those first round games, yeah. 1-8 and 1-16. Yeah.
But I what do you think? Who's going to win that 11A?
11A.
Langdon?
That'll be Langdon. I think Langdon and Langdon or Linton, one of those two, will be up there. Nine men, I could see Lamar Litchell Marion doing it again.
Yeah.
Even though he Rockford, Cheyenne, Maddock has always got a great powerhouse. They're 1-2 in the state.
Speaking of nine men, it's always fun to watch Tucker Kraft play for the Green Bay Packers. He played nine man in South Dakota. What's the name of that town again? Oh, man.
Timber where Lake? He's from
Timber Lake, South Dakota. They had the whole town in one bar watching the game. You know, that's impressive. But, I mean, my goodness, he's turning into one of the premier tight ends in the NFL.
Well, him and Dallas Goedert had four touchdowns on Sunday while the Jackrabbits were getting it handed to them on Saturday with the Bison. Well, the pros did pretty well.
Well, Sunday was National Tight End Day.
There it was. Yeah, there you go.
That's right. Why.
There
okay.
you go.
Minnesota Vikings, I guess we can just about put a fork in that thing. It's over.
The J.J. experiment now begins because Carson Wentz is on the IR, so he is done.
Detroit on Sunday. That's like...
There you go. Here you go, J.J.
Yeah. Your pick on that one. It's a tough one. World Series, no, I did not stay up for 18 innings last night. Mm. I don't know a lot of people that did, but...
I would have if I had cable, but I don't have cable.
So the Dodgers are up?
2-1.
2-1. Okay.
With Shohei pitching tonight.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That guy is something else.
All right.
Unbelievable. And then, of course, since we're talking to a basketball coach,
mm-hmm.
did you believe the news from the NBA? Did that shock you? We're talking about the gambling.
Yeah. Shock, no.
Okay.
Gambling has always been a problem in the NBA from the 80s on. Maybe probably the 70s and all that too, but it didn't shock me. It did make you ponder why.
Yeah,
you know, like it really, like Chauncey Billups, and you know, did you really need the money or those types of things, and why are you doing this? But I do think it really hurts the sport, and kind of gives us a little bit of bad taste right now. But it'll recover. That's the good thing, and I'm glad that it's getting cleaned up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep.
Well, you wonder about the other sports, too. You know, we know baseball has happened, but football, the NFL, you got to wonder sometimes. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, our guest today is Coach Montgomery, VCSU men's basketball. Had a taste on the floor last weekend, exhibition game against Dakota College at Botno. What do you think?
A scrimmage, yeah. Yep. It was fun, you know, and... We have so many new faces that's very important for us right now, especially as a head coach and a coaching staff. You know, we play against each other for so long that you kind of start wondering, are we good enough? Are we not good enough? You know, what is it? And then you know, we went out and did some really good things against Botno, you know, and I came away feeling a lot better than going into it, which is always the goal as a head coach, is to kind of like, okay, what are the issues, all that stuff? Can we identify that? But can we win? Mm-hmm. And I think we came out of that scrimmage going, we can win. And that's a good step in the right direction.
And you've got Bemidji State coming up. Is that tomorrow night?
That is tomorrow.
This is Tuesday, Wednesday we're talking.
Yep, at 5 p.m. We'll go against the Beavers here. It is an open to the public scrimmage once again. We'll be treating it kind of like as a, you know, rehearsal for next Tuesday.
Okay, and that's kind of like going home again.
What's that?
That's almost like going home again, you know, Bemidji
for
State.
Me?
Yeah. Or is that over with already?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we went there last year, and that's kind of like, you know, Bemidji's always got a special place in my heart. There was a lot of great memories there. Mm-hmm. Won a lot of good basketball games. Had a lot of success. And then obviously working for Mike for 4 years. You know, it's good to kind of reminisce, and you know, when as he comes home here,
yeah, when you say Mike Bogey,
Mike
of course,
Bogey,
yeah.
Yep. He'll be coming home, you know, his family still lives here. I mean, there's a lot of good things that come from it, but I know once the ball gets thrown up and the tip off happens, we're going to be at each other's throats, and then we'll come together at the end and say that was fun. I mean, that's kind of how it is. But yeah, there's some bittersweet things with it.
Well, coming off of what, 15-14 last year was the record, I think, something like that.
Yes,
yep. Won the first six.
Yep,
and then then about a 500 season all the rest of the way. Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, going into break, we were 10-4.
10-4, yeah.
Feeling really good about ourselves, and we just had that sloppy January. And then we got back to our winning ways in February, which is, you know, the ultimate goal. You want to be playing your best basketball towards the end. Ran into a good Dickinson State team. I thought we had them on the ropes and the playoffs at their place. Mm-hmm. We just couldn't finish the game. But we were playing our best basketball at that time, and I thought we were probably one or two, not one or I would say, I can't say one because Dickinson beat us, but 2-3 top team in the conference at the end of the year last year.
Okay, well, let's talk about the team coming back. Returners?
Only three of them.
Three, okay.
Yep.
But you know what? That's better than losing 30. I mean, for some, no, I'm just kidding.
Right.
Today's basketball, you know, we've talked about it. It's just so easy to make a move somewhere else.
It's transactional.
Yeah.
That's the best word that I've heard over the last couple of years now. We're trying to teach our guys right now, while you're here, let's not make this transactional. We can deal with those things in the off season, you know, all that type of stuff. But as of when you're here, let's be all in and let's buy in. COVID didn't help.
No.
We went through a time where we had such good retention that we lost no one for like three or four years. And then when they finally reached that graduation point, there was a group of nine. And we had to reload with 2 years ago, we had to reload with, you know, and try to find a way to keep relevant. And we did a lot of transfers during that route. And again, with the scholarships that we had and all that stuff, we had to maximize our money. And we did that, knowing that we're going to have a tough year. And then we're going to really prepared for last year. And I thought really good things happened. And then we kind of had to go over it, through it again. And we have a little bit different, scholarship situation now. And we're really, truly grateful for that from the university. And we can now design that in a different way.
Okay.
So,
how about the recruiting class? Some pretty big names on that recruiting class.
Big names meaning like local?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, one stands out, and that's the Nelson kid.
Sure. Joel.
You know, from Devil's Lake.
Yep.
And I see some others, West Fargo, Bismarck.
Yep.
You're getting some good local names.
Yeah, and we've done that through the portal and through the freshman class.
Okay.
Joel, obviously the Devil's Lake kid, we've been following him for a year and a half or so going into the recruiting process, and we always felt, you know, no offense to any of their other players that were on that roster or anything, we thought he was the best, or if not tied for the best on that Devil's Lake team that went to two state final games and won a state championship. You know, the West Fargo Cheyenne, Caleb Larson is through the portal. He transferred into us. He's from Bemidji State. We recruited him heavily out of high school. We recruited him heavily out of North Dakota School of Science. Obviously, he still didn't choose us, but now he's here. And that's about the longest process we could go through to get a kid, but we're glad Caleb's here also.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. Well, first year in the Frontier Conference.
Right.
New game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's your feeling going in?
It's obviously, I feel like it's going to be tough. We have to respect what we're going to have to do. First, identify the road to victory and the road to success in this conference is going to be hard. Not saying that we can't do it. It's just identifying that it's going to be difficult. And I don't think that's different for anybody in this league. You know, Montana Tech is in the top 10 or number 11 in the nation, I believe, okay, going into preseason. I still think that they're going to have a tough time getting through our league. And it's going to be, I've been telling a lot of people this, I think it's top three conference in the nation right now. We've gone from, you know, the North Star, which is a very competitive league. I thought it was always disrespected in regards to certain things. But now I think with the Frontier name, it's going to be hard to disrespect us. If any team that has good, great success in our league, I feel like they're a national national title competitor. So,
what kind of goals are you setting here for this year?
Be competitive, win basketball games. I mean, that's the biggest thing that I'm concentrating on. I haven't really looked at the preseason polls. I haven't really looked at any of that stuff. It's just, can we, day in and day out, can we get sweeps at home? And can we split on the road? And can we finish where we need to put ourselves in the national tournament? That's kind of the goal.
And what kind of game are we playing this year? What kind of game can we see?
Well, the Montgomery way is fast. As everybody's probably learned in the last 5-6 years. I think you're going to get more of that. Best way to describe it. We've been playing really hard for a long time now since we could start practice. I mean, it feels like it's been 2 months at least. But our guys have bought in, and we're playing pretty fast and intense with some high-pressure basketball. It should be really fun for the fans to watch. It's a little nerve-wracking as a head coach at times because you just the game is so fast that you're trying to – how would I say this? You want to micromanage it a little bit, but you can't. And that's fun. I mean, I think that's fun for the players, fun for the fans. And I think you're really going to enjoy this brand.
Well, most teams have go-to guys. You know, you got to go to these guys to make it work. How about you, the go-to guys? Who are going to be the guys that are going to make, if they have a good night, you're going to have a good night?
You know, I think we're still identifying certain things in regards to that. But we have a lot better shooting this year. And I think you're going to see a lot of different types of ways to score. And it'll be through a lot of moving our shooters to where they need to be off of double screen or stagger screens or, you know, getting pin downs and that type of stuff. But also, you know, we got a talented point guard that's really, how would I say, shifty. And he can do a lot of special things. You know, JR, he's a transfer from Bethany in Kansas. He averaged 18 a game there when he was there. You know, those are good numbers. I'm not sure, you know, in our system, you know, if that's an important number. It's just, hey, when we need a bucket, can you get one? We got some talented freshmen, too. And we don't always want to put the pressure on those freshmen to do certain things, but they have proven in practice and in our first scrimmage that they can handle this level right now, and I think they're only going to grow as we go forward.
You know, the part, again, that a lot of people don't think about, too, in the Frontier, it's going to be travel. There's a lot of travel involved. Can those younger players, and even the ones that are here, that have been here. It's a whole different game now.
Can a coach?
Yeah. How are you going to do that?
You know, I'm getting up there in some age here, and you know, getting off that bus after 12 hours, I might need a chiropractor walking around with next to me. So, but you know, Tim, it's going to be a learning experience for all of us. It's also a challenge, and I like challenges, you know, but we're going to have to change up our practice schedules. We're going to have to change up our, you know, how hard we go on certain days, our shoot-arounds, all those types of things. We're going to have to, like, find a way to best suit our student-athletes and make sure that they're fresh to go and, you know, mentally also ready to go on those game days.
Yeah.
As a staff, these preseason games, you use a lot of those to find that combination and find what group is going to work best together, or how do you approach these preseason non-conference games?
That's a great question because I ask my staff that, you know, every day, like, okay, where are we in regards to this process? How do you feel? How does our players feel? And as a head coach, you're the one that has to be able to gauge that on a, I'd say, hourly basis. I mean, that's kind of what it is. Right before I came here, I'm sitting there in the hallway with our staff and just going, you know, last night's practice, how do you guys feel? You know, where do you think we are? I mean, and I think they get a little mad at me because they're like, how many times can you ask me that, coach? And I'll be like, well, that's my job, you know. Where is our team lie at this moment in time? You know, and I feel like these preseason games, you know, I'm always nervous heading into them. I get a lot of butterflies going into them because I wish I could answer all the questions for our team, for our staff, and do those things. But I have just as many questions going in. And how I approach those games is, what questions have been answered after that competition? I mean, I sit down and I really sit down and I think about, okay, which question did we answer? Did we answer the lineup? Okay, did this group play really well with each other tonight? Was it the right lineup? Did we put that together? Hey, is our strategy working? Did we wear down the opponent like one of our goals are? Did we pass the ball enough? Did we reach our three statistical goals that we always set for each game? So there's a lot of questions, but I think the main thing is can every competition that we go, do we have less questions going into it? Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of how I measure it. So
such a mental game.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is.
On everybody.
It is.
Players, coaches, everybody.
It's a marathon.
It
really is. And once you get to January, you feel like you've been up for 3 days straight, and then you're kind of just, you know, pulling what hair you have left, and then you kind of go from there.
Well, but you don't have to worry too much.
I don't. It's getting easier daily.
Yeah. It's not more the color than it is the amount.
Right. That's why I grow it here.
There you go. Hey, and south, a new look in the bubble, too. I mean, it's looking really good.
Yeah. First of all, I want to thank Coach Mack, our athletic director, in regards to that. I think he's been a really good push in regards to updating our facility. What that does is it shows pride in what our program is, and that we care. Mm-hmm. And I really want to make sure that our players feel that. And those updates, you know, we got to stay with the times, and we got to understand that facilities matter. And the facilities do show our student athletes that it's a big thing. You know, college basketball in Valley City is a big thing, and we want to make sure that we have that feel around our program.
Do you have any alumni that are coaches that are maybe feeding some of these kids in? Can you think of anybody out there?
You know,
Kelvin
Craffy. I mean, I have a good conversations with him. The Theologists out of Lemoore area. I mean, there's guys around. You know, and it, You hate to say feed our program or any of that stuff, because we just want to evaluate the best talent we possibly can find. And would we like pipelines and all that stuff? Yeah, and we're always open to our alumni sending us kids and all that type of stuff. You just got to make sure that they're the right fit.
Right.
That's the biggest thing is, are they going to fit Coach Monty's style? Are they going to fit Valley City State? There's a process to making sure that that's all going to be on the same page.
Very true.
Yeah.
We can also start talking about the Montgomery coaching tree. Dakota Botno. Mm-hmm. We have Quilvang at Hatton Northwood. Those are the only two that come off
Hunter
the top
Sand,
of my head.
I believe.
Hunter Sand, that's right.
Yep.
Where's he at?
He is now going to be at his where he was from, Pekin area.
Yeah.
What's the name of the school? I forget the name of the school off the top of my head right now. But he's he was under Quilvang at Northwood.
Okay.
And now he took his. I think he's the athletic director at the same time over at his high school now.
Very nice.
It's kind of starting to branch. Cole Hebrink is now doing some coaching down in the Austin area.
Yep.
So it is cool to kind of see those guys go into coaching and do those things. So.
Hunter Sand, still one of my favorite blue-collar basketball players. I mean, the guy had a work ethic that didn't – I mean, you don't see that every day.
No. Connor Ensie was the same.
Yeah, same thing.
You know, we were very appreciative of those two. Those two won a lot of college basketball games in their time here. I forget the number, but, that was a really good stretch for us right there.
It really was, yeah.
Anytime someone took a charge, I'd always call it the Connor NC special. And he actually heard it one time and texted me and said, hey, thanks for the shout-out.
You're right.
Nicely
done. Connor's still, he's very involved, follows, and we want more alumni to do that at the same time. Yeah. So
very true. Okay. I don't have anything else,
It's getting going. Ready for the basketball season.
Still one of my favorites, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. And Coach Montgomery, good luck on the season.
Thank you, and we appreciate it, and we look forward to everybody showing up next. Well, the women have a game Friday.
Yep.
So we'd love to see everybody there for the women's game, but next Tuesday we both will be in action, and we'd love to see everybody in the stands.
And very just good. A reminder, mm-hmm. we found out late, but the conference games are now a half hour earlier than they have been.
It'll
be 5 o'clock
seven.
For the women and 7 o'clock for the men. So if you always have it on your phone, it goes 5:30 and 7:30. Change it.
Is that because we're getting older and we have to get to bed on time, or
well,
what?
The early bird special, you know, go have supper and then go to a game.
And there, I do want to, you know, make a comment about that. On Saturdays too, we're at 5 to 7 also.
You're right, not afternoons.
Yes, oh. No more afternoon games. And conference season, you know, we're not used to this here at Valley. I mean, we're. Our conference season usually started in January or mid-December, and there was only two conference games. We now start November 18th at Mayville. That wow. is a conference game, and then we'll be home November 21st and 22nd. Those are conference-level games, and we'll have 4 or 5 conference games in before Christmas break wow. this year. So it's going to get intense really fast. So don't wait
yeah.
for January yeah, and February. No. We got to see everybody come into the games early.
Yes.
So.
Buckle up. Yippee-yi-yay. Huh? Yeah, here
exactly.
we go.
Exactly. Bench right. is on a different side now. So it's a great look at the bubble.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Thanks,
always
guys.
Been fun going to games at the bubble. It's a lot of fun.
Great atmosphere.
Loud.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, loud. Yeah. Like it loud. All right. Oh, today in sports history. And if you have to go, you can go, but
okay.
You can
you're
stick
allowed.
Around. We're going to go for a few minutes here yet.
Okay.
And we'd
I'll
like
stick.
Your input, you know.
Yeah, I'll stick around.
Yeah.
Today in sports history, you'll like this one.
Okay.
1953. Bud Grant of the CFL Winnipeg Blue Bombers intercepts a record 5 passes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way to go, Bud.
There you go.
1953 as well, Red Barber resigns as Dodgers sportscaster to join the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. And Mel Allen.
Uh-huh. On this day, 1962, New York Giants quarterback Y.A. Tittle passes for 7 TDs against the Redskins, 49-34 win. In 1973, Elmore Smith of the Lakers blocks 17 shots in a game,
wow.
setting an NBA record.
Wow.
That's our yearly total.
Time. Oh,
yeah, no doubt. On this day, 1989, speaking of World Series, Oakland A's beat San Francisco 9-6. Candlestick, that was the earthquake-affected Bay Bridge Series.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
1989 already, that's what?
36 years.
Wow, where did that time go?
Yikes.
Mm. That's what I have in sports history. And then birthdays today, Lenny Wilkins is 87 today.
Wow.
Point guard, head coach, wow. Seattle Supersonics. Let's see here.
Uh-oh.
Well, I lost my place. Oh, here it is.
There it is, yeah.
Caitlin Bruce Jenner is 75 today. We all know him about the Olympics, mm-hmm. decathlon, mm-hmm. 1976. 1972. Terrell Davis, Pro Football Hall of Fame running back, Super Bowl 1997, Denver Broncos was first team All-Pro, 3 times Pro Bowl, that kind of thing. Other birthdays today, actress Jane Alexander is 86. I think you guys might remember this one. Actor Dennis Franz, mm-hmm. NYPD Blues, is 81 today.
And Cagney and Lacey. I think
yeah.
he was on Cagney and Lacey,
yes,
too, when
he
serves.
Actress Julia Roberts. I thought she was older than this. She's 58.
Huh. Hmm. Still looks good.
Yeah. Country singer Brad Paisley, 53.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think he was 53.
Wow. Yeah, he looks a lot younger than
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
he does.
What's the deal? What's the secret there?
I mean, he should get into coaching and look
I think
older
so.
Real quick.
actor Joaquin Phoenix is 51.
I didn't expect that one either.
I didn't either. Elvis, he did the Elvis thing, didn't he?
No, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Also Gladiator.
Gladiator. Yes,
yep. He's the evil guy.
And on this day, 1936, Charlie Daniels was born. He passed away in 2020. Hmm. Teddy Roosevelt's birthday was yesterday.
Okay.
Wow.
And they are expecting, I was doing a little reading on this library, you know, the President's Library in Medora that they're building. They're expecting that weekend when they open up, it's going to be over the 4th of July. It's like 250 years for our 4th of July independence
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting 20 to 40,000 people, and I'm wondering, where are they all going to camp?
Mm.
In the Badlands
or
what?
I'm going to make sure I'm not going over there.
Yeah. Stay clear.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So they're opening a library in Medora over the 4th of July.
July weekend.
And Trump is having the UFC on the front lawn. Is that what he's doing?
I think so.
A little contradictory in certain ways. Two different feels to that right there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. You know, that's hard to picture.
Yeah. Just two different feels. I don't know which one I'm going to yet.
I'll flip a coin.
Let's see. Where are we going? We're going to D.C. or Medora?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Joke of the day today.
That was it, right?
That was the joke, wasn't it? Yeah. Joke of the day today. Of course, my five granddaughters in Minot. Okay. And it's another golfing one. We did football last week.
Okay.
Why does a golfer wear two pairs of pants? Why does a golfer wear two pairs of pants? In case he gets a hole in one.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
But I'm. Thank
you, Kate, Fran, Liz, Eve, and Faye. All live under one roof.
They have their own basketball team.
What's that?
They have their own basketball team.
We do have a basketball
team,
yeah. Right. A women's basketball team, yeah. Well, how about some final thoughts, Mr. Paul?
Just remember, again, on Wednesday, we have Wednesday night. It's open to the public for the scrimmage against Bemidji State, 5 o'clock tip. Then the women tip off here this weekend, both Friday and Saturday against Providence University College, 6 o'clock on Friday, 1 o'clock on Saturday. Football team's off this weekend. Volleyball team will be at Dickinson State and Bismarck State this weekend. And cross country's in Billings for the Frontier Conference meet. That's what's going on at BCSU Athletics this week.
I'm going to throw in a note for our good friend, former Mayville baseball coach Scott Berry, in our prayers, battling cancer. Had some surgery last week and was hoping to get back home this past Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So keep the faith, my friend. Mm-hmm. And our good buddy Glenn.
Okay, yeah.
Our good buddy, biggest fan in Minneapolis, informing me that our 100th show... He keeps track.
He does.
He's all over this
thing.
100th show will be the end of the year.
Okay.
So big celebration there, huh?
That's, okay.
If that is the case, then we'll have to celebrate, of course.
Right.
And then we'll definitely bring
Then we'll definitely have
that's a perfect
jam.
Time to have some
jam.
Jam.
There it is. Okay. Well, again, thanks to our special guest today, Coach Ryan Montgomery. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And we do want to say that we can, as you, a listener or who views it, can catch it where?
Oh, Spotify, you can do Apple Podcast, also VCSU Web. Just, if you just go to the VCSU website and you Google Toast and Jam, you can also view it on that on our YouTube page. Mm-hmm. Lots of places you can watch and listen to this great podcast, and again, here in the Viking Broadcast Studio at Rhodes Center.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to do it for another Toast and Jam this week. Have yourself a safe and happy Halloween.
Mm.
Bye-bye for now.